Vayishma Yisroel. Rashi says, Mashmu Ashama Ubo. Everyone heard. Shomu Amin Yirgozun. Oh, so Rashi is asking, Mashmu Ashama Ubo. That's the Hadgosha that Rashi is asking. A lot of other people heard also, well, the Umayyads heard. What was unique about Yisroel? Lamai don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu was Yisroel's son-in-law. That could be maybe a reason he wants to go check out what's Kutza. Mitzmishpocha, Sahara. But the Bali Musa Jerkois said this was Yisroel Yosha Emes, that he was looking after. I heard once a story. There was Adam Gottlieb was in a taxi, and the taxi driver told him a story that he was in the army 20 years before with his friend, and they were in a midbar, and a nochosh came and attacked his friend, and Imamish was in a sakonis nefoshes. And the left menot, he was nitzal, the neis galut. So he asked Nahag, he says, so, and what happened to this friend? He says, what are you talking? He's a big rav, gadol, who magzir b'tshuva, yesh lo yeshiva, he became a ganza. So he asked Nahag, he says, and what's with you? He says, the nochesh wasn't on me, it was on him. It's his story, it's his show, it's nothing to do with me. And that's about the toyus. The toyus is because it's mashmu shamu ubo. You have to know how to shtel tzu. The Maaseh Rashi says mashmu shamu ubo kriyas yamsuf u'molchemes amolek. So kriyas yamsuf, that's about what everyone knows. Amin. Of it is a pshat after kriyas yamsuf. Such a spy with such a gavaldik anes could still come u'molchemes amolek. A Mohammed Amalek could still come a few days later, a few shia later, after all the hispilus could come such a yurida, such a ha'oza. It must be, you learn from here, that you have to shtel tzu, you have to know that if something happened to hispilus, to shtel tzu to it, it's shmua, shamu uba. He goes and he wants to shtel tzu. Lamaisa, it's a Gemara in Zvachim, daf kuf te zayin, nechluku hatanoim. Gemara is lashing the emesis over there. Mashmua, shamu uba. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Melchemes Amalek. So Rashi's quoting that Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Kriyas Yamsuf. Rabbi Lezer Amendoy Oimer Torah. And this, the Rashi, the Ramban, they explain, is really a machlokes whether Yisrael came after Matan Torah or before Matan Torah. Rashi avoids it. Rashi says, Mashmua Kriyas Yamsuf Melchemes Amalek. Rashi doesn't say Matan Torah because Rashi wants to shtim like both Man Yomer. It's not a machlokes. Rashi wants to shtim even like the Man Yomer that Yisrael came far Matan Torah, so it can't be that his shmi was on Matan Torah. But the emes is, it's taka machloikis shmi with beer, even that a sfiba for his shmi was also Matan Torah. That's the three way machloikis tanoim over there in Zvachim. Chanukah Zatayr says interesting diak. It says Moish Yisrael heard a skolasher osa elikim lemoishe. Elikim is midas adin. A skolasher osa elikim lemoishe, and the oisra of the pasuk is ki hayti Hashem es Yisrael. So what's that drash in the beginning of the pasuk osa elikim lemoishe? So he has a shtickel Torah, he says, the emes, it's before that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a kohen. And the emes, it's Tzipoyer Eishes Moshe Achar Shiluchel. Moshe Rabbeinu already was Megar Tzipoyer. Als kohen, it's also from to take him back. But then, the Medrash says, we know, the Lashon of the Medrash is, meet Osta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meet us Hadin with Moshe, and he took the kohen away from him. He said, instead, I'm giving this to Aaron. And that's what Yisrael heard. He heard, it's called Asher Asalikim LaMoshe, that the meet us Hadin, that Elikim took away Moshe's kahuna. So now he can come and bring Tzipora back. Even though it's Achar Shiluchel, even though it's after Moshe Rabbeinu already divorced her, it's not a problem because they took away his kahuna. Vayoyimer Yisroi, Ani Choysencha, Rashi says, Vayoyimer Yisroi, Ayidei Shliach. The Ramban is Choylik, he says, it's a Michtot. Because if it's a Shliach, the Shliach should say, not Ani Yisroi, it's the Shliach saying, Yisroi is coming. It was a Michtot. The Michtot said, Vayoyimer Yisroi. There's a Chuvas Rabbi Kiveger, and Chuvas Chacham Sofer also, but there's a Chuvas Rabbi Kiveger about Ksiva Kedibur. And Chuvas Rabbi Kiveger from Chuvah Chof Tes through Chuvah Lamed Beis, it's then a school mechtovim back and forth between Rabbi Kiveger and his uncle, Rabbi Binyamin. And it's a Shakal Bataria through Gan Shas, Ksiva is Kedibur. Rabbi Kiveger, they say, wrote this during his Sheva Brachas. Amak upon him, two of the Chuvas are from Rabbi Kiveger, two of them are back from Rabbi Binyamin Volpeg, from his uncle. But the nidin is if ksivas kedibur lagabi kriyas atayra lagabi birchas atayra lagabi shvuah lagabi yisfir soimer. So the chassid brings a raya Vayoymer Yisrael. The Ramban says it was a michtov. Vayoymer Yisrael. Vayichad Yisroi, Rashi says, Vayichad Yisroi, Vayismach. It was a simcha that he. Umedrish Agod, Rashi brings another chat, which is really a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's Adidal, it's also in the Medrish. Nasis Besori, Chidudin, Chidudin, Meitar al Ibud Mitzrayim. Haigu da Amri Imshi, Giyoira Adasori, like Sivzi Armo, Biape, Rashi brings. That you shouldn't shepherd a gear up to 10 doiras, because he got so vertrayfeld. Vayichad, Nasis Besori, Chidudin, Chidudin. The other chat is Vayismach, Vayismach Yisroi. The Baal HaTzim says, Vayichad is a lesson of Yichud Hashem. He was Miyachid Liboy L'Kel Echad. Yisroi, the Emes, beamed all the Avoy Nazareth. And then eventually now he's Vayichad. He was Miyachid himself to the Rabbein Shloilem. The Medrash has a different lesson. It's Vayichad. You take it to Jihad, yeah? He was Miyachid himself. He made himself Jewish. He made himself a Yehudi. Vayichad Yisroi. The Gemara Sanhedrin brings it to Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Vayichad, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Anupsha, Rashi doesn't bring. Sheherbir Cherev Chada al Vasari. He was mal himself. He took a sharp knife. Vayichad a sharp knife and he was mal himself. Shmuel Omar, and that she brings. Nasis Vasari, Chidudim, Chidudim. So interesting. Rav says Herev Chada al Vasari, that he did Bris Milah. Shmuel says that his Vasari became Chidudim, Chidudim. And then the Gemara continues. Omar Rav, Rav who had said the Pshad of Milah. Haimu da Amri Inshi Giyoira Adasara Doiru, like Tibza Armi Kamek. What's the Hemshech of the Rashi that he shouldn't shepherd again? Now, Lachar, that's really Shaykh to Shmuel's pshat. Rav said the pshat of Mila. Shmuel says it's because of Nasa Basari Chidudin. And then Rav says, oh, Haimu Dar Mianchu. So sometimes the gears, it's Amar Rabba. But I heard what's the pshat, it's Fakir. Amar Rav. Rav is saying, Shmuel, it's a nice pshat. Haimu Dar you're right. I was always up in the development, he shouldn't have for a gear, but it's not down the puzzle. I'm still insisting on Mar Jat. Mar Jat is that he did it for Smila. Rav said it was Vayichad Yisroi that he was Mabir Cherub Chad. Shmuel says, no, it's not just Besari Chidudin. So Rav, no. Haina da Minchi, I saw you talking in the belt. He says, I saw you, don't shepherd again. But, pshat, I'm blinding a my pshat. It was Rav, that's what Rav was shepherding. And Mike says, I'm sure, but there's a heaven asks, Yisro, Koyin Midyon, Yisro was a Midyoni. Midyon is from the B'nai Keturah. And the Gemara said in Sanhedrin earlier, and that's on the test, the Gemara says that B'nai Keturah were Chayiv and Mila. Not just Avram, B'nai Avram. B'nai Keturah, Chayiv and Mila. So Yisro, being a Ben Keturah, already did Mila. What's the hispilot now? Vayichad Yisroi, according to Rav, that he was Mavir Cheres Chad al Vasari. He was already Mohol, Shelfar, he was already Mohol. He was a Midyoni. Midyon is B'nai Keturah. And the Mashal speaks out. Rashi in Sanhedrin learns that only the original six children of Keturah, not in Hemshech HaDoiris, only those six born in Midyon, those six. And not the Hemshech HaDoiris. But the Rav doesn't know that B'nai Keturah Chayiv and Mila. So Yisroi Doch was Chayiv, was Mohol anyways. So there's a pshat, the Mashal says that he did Priya. And can't that you need a shard for Priya. Vayichad Yisroi, he did it Priya. B'nai Keturah don't have Priya. You do it, it's like, sorry, because other Rachmanim, there's no Priya by Kinei. They have Mila, but they don't have Priya. Now, Vayichad Yisroi, he's Megayer, he's also doing Priya. But the Emes is a pshat. Who says Yisroi was a Midyoni? He was a Koyin Midyon, that's true. He had a Shteller in Midyon. The Emes, it says Yisroi was one of the three people that were by the Eitzah by Paro. Yisroi, Iyoy, Paroi. They were by that Eitzah, Hoban is Chachmolot. So he was a Mitzri. So you could say he was a Midyoni and he had a Shteller in Mitzrayim, but you could say he was a Mitzri, he had a Shteller in Midyon, and you don't know which way it goes. B'yoy says, the Gilyon HaShas on that Gemara, the Hemshah, the Gemara says, Ger Adasar Doiris, you shouldn't shepherd. The Gilyon HaShas of Rabbi Kveger brings from Rabbeinu Bachaye that Yisrael was the 10th generation from Chod, from Mitzrayim. From B'nai Chom, from Mitzrayim. He was a 10th generation Mitzri. It's Pumbagat, so Yisrael Batsim was a Mitzri. Not Yoni. And it's not Shreda Kasha of Niva. Now Moshe Rabbeinu married Bat Yitzroi, but it could be she was adopted. The Medrash says that there was two sisters that were Yisroi Mois, Yavisya and Tzipoira, and they were adopted by Paroi and Yisroi. So it wasn't really his daughter, so it's Yitzchak that she wasn't a Mitzri. Well, the truth is, it's Zichuk Shroshim to Mitzrayim. Even if you want to tell me Yisroi was a Midyoni, it means it comes from Keturah. And according to one sheet, the Keturah is Hagar. And Hagar was a Mitzri. So the Shroshim go back either way. Vayoyme Yisroi, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitl Eschem. Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Paray. The Gemara says in Brochus Af Nandal, the whole sugya there, that a person has to be Mavorach al Anais. When you pass by a place where a Anais happened to you or someone, you have to make a Brocha. And the Makoros from here, Yisroi made a Brocha. It's interesting, the Ramah over there, it's in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Yud Ches, the Ramah over there brings from Davud Raham, The Rama brings Yeshayim, that not only if you see the mokum that a nes happened, who was then if you see a person that the nes happened to, you make a bracha when you see the person. And the Avudram's raya is, the Rama's bringing the Avudram, because over here the whole makar, the Gemara's makar from this concept, is from Yisroel. Yisroel is making a bracha on Yitzias Mitzrayim. He doesn't see Yitzias Mitzrayim. He came now to the Midbar. He sees the people that Yitzias Mitzrayim happened to. Is that the makar to the Avudram that the bracha is made on the people as well? Then says the other Achronim, the Marsha over there on the Gemara, other, they ask the Kash also. So the Marsha then says that Yisroel did see the Nes. He saw the Mon, he saw the Be'er, he saw the Anmarik. Thus, Oichet Rufsach, that he sees the Nes. He sees the continuous Yitzias Mitzrayim that's happening here, Bishnois Midbar. That's enough to the Mokum of the Nes. Or some say that Nani covered, you were able to see all the way back where the, it was clear vision. The Mishnah Berurah and the Sharatin over here, and he brings that Lamaita, we pass like this Ramah, that you make a bracha even if you see the person, not the Mokoim, but only if it's your father or not Stamaza, he says, because Hagambi Avudram says it for anyone, or but Avudram's Makar is from Yisroel. But there are other persons to the Kash, he says, the Marshal says a different parent. There's other way down to the Kash. So we pass like the Avudram over, so that we pass like the Avudram, that if it's for your father or a close relative, then you make the bracha even if you don't see the Mokoim that the Nes happened, but you see the person that the Nes happened. It says, Baruch Hashem, ki badogor asher zodu aleihem, what they thought to do, it happens back on them. The Goyim, we don't even know how much the Goyim have cheshbonis. There's a famous bar, Tov says, Halu as Hashem kol Goyim, shabchu kol ha'umim, ki gover aleinu chasdei. Who gives shabach to the Rabbani Shalom, not the Klal Yisrael, the Umois. Because the Umois know much more about how much we were nitzal than we ourselves know, because not everything, right? Not everything is even as galah to us. What cheshbonis, shehen bikshu cheshbonis rabbis, that the Umayyads wanted to do to us, and sometimes we're literally even without even knowing that there was an us. We have no musik on the cheshbon. Vayikach Yisroel choysen Moshe oyla uzvachim. He was makar oyland. It's interesting. The Gemara in Zvachim that Kufta Zayin has a machloek as a shayla shakamataria. If a ben noyach could only bring a carbon oyla, or even could bring a carbon shlomim. Maybe the whole musik of karbonis by a nochri, by a benoyach, is only a kula Hashem, that he understands the makiv of a carbon. Oh, but at the carbon mamish comes that it's shlemus, that it's a chelik is mechah to the bailam, and that also is mile the kedusha that and benoyach is mufka from. The Gemara has a shaka v'tari, the whole region is there, but the Gemara brings a raya from this pasuk that Yisrael brings oilo uzvachim. And then the Gemara, that's the hemshach we discussed this Gemara earlier, that it's a machloik, is whether Yisrael came before mantar, after mantar, that's where that sugi is. That's really where the sugi starts from. Lamais, it says he brought karbonis. The Meshech Chacham says, which carbon was it? What kind of carbon? Yisrael is bringing a carbon. So he brings two pshat, and first he says it was a carbon toida. Carbon toida is giving a shechach vayda to the Rabbi Mishlalim, it's toida. And he says, it's a gewaldic idea, it says, Vayikach Moshe, Yisrael Chayis Moshe, Vayobi Aaron v'chol zikne Yisrael lech alechem. Aaron and everyone came. What's Aaron being singled out? Trumas lachmi toida. Toida lechem. But a chelik of the lechem, you have to give trumas lachmi toida, it's only nechel to the coin. So it's Vayobi Aaron v'chol zikne Yisrael, Aaron, lech alechem. In facing Moshe Lechem, it was the lachmi toida, and it was singled out because he was eating the trumas lachmi toida. Another beer the Meshech Chochma says is that it was a carbon of gerus. We know that a ger that's mezgayer has carbon, but they're calling ois. Klal Yisrael by matan toira when they were mezgayer also brought carbonis. We have later on a mishpatim in, and other times you see it's brought down. The Klal Yisrael brought carbonis. Yisrael, who's coming here, if you learn it's after matan toira, has to make his egen a cheshbon of gerus. He needs his egg and a carbon. These carbonas are his carbon gayers. That's why, like the Meshech Chochma. The Hemshech, you have the parasha of Yisroi, that it was Toysef parasha al Shmoy. It doesn't mean what we lay in, we call the Seder of the Week, parasha of Yisroi. It's talking about the specific parasha that Yisroi was Ma'ira, that Moshe Rabbeinu should make, the Sari Asari, Sari Mei, Sari Alofim. Now the Lashon Chazal, they say, is that Yisroi Toysef parasha al Shmoy, the parasha of Va'ata Techezeh. The parasha of Va'ata Techezeh, that's what Chazal called it. The parasha of Va'ata Techezeh, we call it Am. It's interesting, the Meredith Gavart from the Beis Yisrael. Yisrael starts talking to Moshe, it's a few psukim earlier. He comes to complain, he says, Novel people, gamata kam kol omaze. What's going on? It doesn't stand, everything's not good. And then he gives advice. When we say that Yisrael's parasha, Noisav al Shmoy, is at the temple, it's not a kunst to come complaining. What's going on? Things don't stand, everything. Complain is the feldness that's back. He comes with a good eta. That's the hoist of parasha al Shmoy. This can kunst. Samadhi kum machin complaints. Kum met an eta, kum met a mahalach. That's the house of parasha al Shmoy. Parashat Shmishi, Kalaiso comes to Har Sinai, the Pasuk says, Vayisu merfidim, Vayavoyu midbar Sinai, Vayachinu vamidbar. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahor. The Rechaim HaKadosh says in this Pasuk, that stating this Pasuk, a big Yisoy, for Hachon of HaKabbalah Sefer. He says, first of all, it's Vayisu merfidim, because Klal Yisrael was Rafu Yedeim in HaTorah, and the Vayisu merfidim is that they're now misgaber umisatim the Eisek HaTorah. And he says, Ashar Faloshin, ki ha'atlus hu etev hamafsid hasogosa. Atlus is fakir, it's like weed that ruins the Eisek HaTorah. So the Eretz Zavach is Vayisu merfidim, you have to be mischazik in Torah. The next thing is Vayachinu b'amor. Vayachinu b'amidbar means shiftless va'anova. A tnai for Kabbalah's Torah is that a person has to be a kibbul for Torah is anova. And the third nekuda is Vayichan Sham Yisrael with Achdus. The Torah was given in Chodesh Sivan, Chodesh Ashlishi, Chodesh Sivan. The mazel of Chodesh Sivan is Ta'oimim. Ta'oimim is Achdus. Achdus between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu in Klal Yisrael alayim. Ta'oimim. Those are the three tnoim. Now this Eretz Tanai, it says Vayisum Erefidim, it was originally Rafa Yudayim in Atayra. Over the Hischastas had to come from the Rifyan. From the Rifyan already comes the Hischastas. And that's why it says, the Hemsha that says, Vikidashtem Hayoim Umochar, the Moiridike Yisoid over here. You can read this Pasuk, Vikidashtem Hayoim Umochar, the Niggin of this Pasuk can be read two ways. On one hand, you have sometimes a person, Hitaka gets to his iris, he's in a matzav of Rafa Yedeim, he realizes it's time for a fresh start, so he tells him, tomorrow I'm going to start. He has it all planned out. Tomorrow, next week, next month, next time it works out, next time I get a kavrusa, next time I switch yeshivas, it's going to work out tomorrow! And that's not the way it works. Vikidashtem hayoyim! Umo. L'uma zeh though, amol, a person can get a gevaldike, his rakshus, but it's short-lived. It fizzles out right away. The kiddush hamayoyim, it lasts a few hours. It's tough. The hischachas has to be, it's the kiddush hamayoyim u'mocher. Not waiting till tomorrow, but when it shtels the chavek hayoyim, it's shetakeh imam shech hayoyim u'mocher. Yesh mocher shul achar zman. But the only way to do this, of course, is the word Rashi says over here, v'ayoyim ha'sheni, Moshe Allah, Rashi says, kol al yoysa v'ashkom hoy. So there's a word. It's not Pashat Jan Rashi, there's a word from Rabbi Neil Frisch. That's all, the Mosek Midvash. Kol al yoysa v'ashkom. A person shtaging his aliyah comes from hashkom. Mevektachof in the free to the tight. Kol al yoysa v'ashkom. And then you talk at the kiddush to hayoyim u'mocher and gate to gate the mahalach. But never to push it off. There's a the Imre Chaim from Vizhnitz once asked one of his chassidim. He asked, "What's the busiest day of the year? What's the busiest day of the year?" So they started saying Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, Sukkot, all kinds of this. So no, the busiest day of the year is tomorrow. Mocha. Everyone has a little time. So things he's going to do mocha. Busiest day of the year. Busiest day of the year. The kiddush hamayoyim u'mocher. Pasuk says, "Va'ovi etchem elai," by Matan Torah, the Baal HaTurim over here says, we know that Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a zivug. Ha'isha nitas b'shol ishrochim. Kesef was the Bizas Hayam, Bizas Mitzrayim. Shtar, the Luchos, the Torah, the Shtar. Va'ovi etchem elai, the Bia, is that the Mishkan, the Efres Kanti Aleichem, that's the Bia. It was Chuppah, Kopalei Markagigas. Oh, but that's the Seder Advarim, that there's a zivug over here between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch. We know there's two ways to be kairi that Seres HaDibros. There's Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. Two different Ifanim. There's a machlokes in the Poskim. When we lay Tam Elyon, when we lay Tam Tachton, we lay Yisrei Harei and there's Chanon. We lay it also on Shavuos. There's a machlokes when we lay Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. What's the nekuda of Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton? A push the nekuda to understand the Indian. In the Psuke HaTorah, the Seres HaDibros is Etlech 14, 15 psukim. 14 psukim. 13 psukim. Oh, but besides that, the Aseret HaDibros is Psuki HaTorah, there was luchos, and in the luchos it says aseret hadibros. It's a separate thing. It's beside that it's chelik of chamisha chumshei Torah, and it's a chelik, and it's the same words. Of course, it was in the Yisrael and Veschana. We'll see. There's a difference between. There are many shinuyim between the Yisrael luchos and the Veschana luchos. But there was a mitzias of nesina of luchos. Ulay a dogma of such a zach is that he's yud gimel midos. The yud gimel midos is psukim in parshas Kisisa. Machloek is weird as gimel midos thought. Hashem, Hashem, Kelach. Some say it's from Kale, from the second shame, from the first shame. But whatever it is, we go to v'naki lo yinaki. It's the middle of a pasuk, right? Called psukim lepaske moish anan lepaskina. I think the pasuk. There's yud gimel midos. It's a separate bear. There's also a bear of aseres hadibros. In the time Elyon, the aseres hadibros are 10 psukim. The entire Dibra of Shabbos, which over here is Sukkim, it's one Pasuk. The Dibra of Layelcha, which is 3-4 Pasukim, is one Pasuk. On the other hand, Laysirtzach, Laysinach, Laysigna, Laysan is all one Pasuk. In the Dibra, it's separate Pasukim. You said, it's so Pasuk. It's thought, well, it's enough. It's Pasuk. In the Aseret HaDibros, it's 10 Dibras. Each Dibra is a Pasuk. It was the Nesina of Dibras. In Sukkim HaTayr, it's a different Surah. Who is the Minyan HaMitzvahs? We know that there are Aseret HaDibros, but the Emes. Hidden in the Aseret HaDibros is Taryag Mitzvot. Behold, in talking inside the Aseret HaDibros is the entire Taryag. But people mistakenly say there are 10 mitzvot in the Aseret HaDibros and another 603. It's not exactly 603 because it's a machloek is exactly how many mitzvot there are from the cheshbon of Taryag mitzvot. Right? Torah Tziv Olam Moshe is Torah. Torah is the Makas 611. Because 611 mitzvot were given through Moshe. The original two, Anoichi v'Layelcha, was from Hashem. It's not exactly. First of all, Anoichi is a huge machloekis rishonim. Mishpayet, it's a huge machloekis rishonim. Anoichi is it one of the mitzvahs essay of Emuna? Is it one of the Tariq mitzvahs? Well, no. Anoichi is a hakadoma. It's a necessary hakadoma. On Emuna is nishdo garnished, right? Like some rishonim, it's not even a mitzvah. So what does it mean that Torah is 611? You have to say that Anoichi v'Layelcha that there are two lavim in Layelcha. There are actually four according to the Chinuch, but you'll have to say that only the first two. So I'm just showing you though that this how many psukim there are is one thing. How many dibros there are 10 dibros. How many mitzvahs are in these dibros? There's different cheshbonos in the Seder Advarim of the Moinia mitzvahs. But the shaila whether you lay tam elyon or tam tachton, the mashal and the shvuah in the shaila, which one you laying? Because are we laying parshas Yisroi or are we laying aseres hadibros? I want to say a gevaldik grace of chiddush. It's chavav in me. It's the vart, they're making a vart, but it's a davar chiddush. Maybe it's pashut. I think it's a chiddush. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that we know that on shvisas behema by animals, it's all animals. Even though it only says short of a chamorcha, the Gemara says it's a klal prat a klal. It says in Parshas Yisroel behema, and then it says short of a chamorcha. Then again in Parshas Veschan, it says again v'chol behemtecha. Klal prat a klal. Fratosis, klal prat a klal. It's partially Yisrael, the end is in the Shem, it's not connected. He said, Tosfos says, Zachar v'Shamar v'Dibur Echanem. I got it. Zachar v'Shamar v'Dibur Echanem. Yud Gimel Midos Sha'at Torah Midrashim. What are the Klal Prat HaKlal? Klal Prat HaKlal means Smuchim Zelazeh. That's the Tzura of a Klal Prat HaKlal. Efshe. The drosh of this din, Behemtecha, V'Sherach V'Chamorcha, we're not darshening Torah. We're darshening Aseres HaDibros. There's a bear of Aseres HaDibros. There's also midah shahadibros midrashes then. We come out of the chiddush din, the halacha, from the dibros. The klal of prat the klal. The klal is in Yisroel. The prat was the klal sheni. The klal basra is in Goran and Eschana. Of Rezachar Hashem and Dibra Chanemru, it's one bear of dibros. One bear of dibros. In Psukim HaTorah, there's Psukim in Yisroel, there's Psukim in Eschana, but there's a bear of Aseret HaDibros. Actually, that's the beer in Tosfos. Now, Maisa, interesting to that. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, interesting story. Amar Chanina ben Ogil, he asked, Rabbi Barabba, how come in the Luchos Shoinis it doesn't say tes? And only in the Luchos Shniyos it says tes. Now, truth be said, it is. In Parshas Veschanon it says, Laman Yitavloch. In Parshas Yisroel it doesn't add those words, Laman Yitavloch, and the mission is not even a single time the letter tes in Parshas Yisroel in the Aseret HaDibros. But that was his question. How come in the Dibros Shoinis it says, doesn't say tes? And in the Dibros Shniyos it says tes? So he answered that. He says, before you start telling why there's no test the first time and there is the second time, first let's be mavar of the chalas, we have the test. And right away, Tosfos asks him, well, it's a psukim, what's he saying? Well, we don't know. Open up the foot, nature of the message. So the Maritzchis explains that it's not poshut. The Gemara answered the Maisa that the reason there's a test only in the Luchos Shniyos because the Luchos Rishonos were going to break. And we don't want to tell me to test. It's Pasuk Toiv Yisrael. Test is going to get the bracha. We don't want it to break the test. The whole Marsha over there, what that means. Aber, what is he saying that I don't know if there's a test? In Yisrael there's a test. There's no test. In Veschana there is. Laman Yidavach. Shadad, it's not Poshut, and it's a huge Machalekis Rishonos. What did Taka say on Luchos? The Muslim Rishon Zayim thinks that the Luchos Rishonos that Moshe Rabbeinu broke on the Talmud, on those Luchos were written what it says in Yisrael. And the Luchos Shnias that he brought down on Yom Kippur were what it says in Parshas Vayeschanan. But it's not Poshut that that's what really happened. A lot of Rishonim learned that Rashi learns Sanhedrin that it always was written on both sets of Luchos what it says in Vayeschanan. The Klal Yisrael heard both. And they heard Zach Hashem and Bedibra. Mashiach Yisrael and Tahir and Allah. But what was written was only the Eschanim. That's what he was asking. Who said the Klal Yisrael? Here's the test. Now the Kashas of the Gemara is Mashiach. That's the Maskana. That the Luchos Shnias were the ones with the test. The Emma says, "Where's the Rashi? The Gemara says that Shabbos was already given in Mora. Shabbos and Kibbutz Av was already given in Mora. Gemara says, how do you know? So the Gemara, because in Parshas Vayeschanan, when it says Shabbos Av and Luchos, not in Yisrael, in Vayeschanan, it says Shomer Shabbos, Kashas Tivisicha, and by Kibbutz Av again, Kashas Tivisicha. Where's the Kashas Tivisicha? Must be it was already Nitzav in Mora. Rashi, and Tosfos and Shabbos, Rashi and Sanhedrin, maybe Kashas Tivisicha means in the first Luchos. It doesn't say Kashas Tivisicha in the first Luchos. It says in the second one." So who told him that it means Kashas Tivisicha that was in Mora, and Shparos that it was already in Mora? Efshir was in the Luchos Rishonos. So Rashi answers no, because in the Luchos, even in the Luchos Rishonos, it said what it says in Vayeschanan. Even the first Luchos, it said what it said in Vayeschanan. And the Kashas Tivisicha must be Mora. Tosfos argues, Tosfos is the Pashta Teret. He says, Avad, even the Kashas Tivisicha Vayeschanan of Luchos Shnias can't be referring to the Luchos Rishonos. It has to be referring to something prior. Because otherwise, why is only Shabbos not being singled out? Because it also lo yisirfach kasher tivisicha, lo yielach kasher tivisicha. If the kasher tivisicha is slept to the erst luchay, it's equally applicable to all ten. Why did it single out Shabbos and Kibbutz Av? Must be was free. But Rashi said nishta. They thought this machloikis. What attack is said in the luchas? Now there's a developed frak the kasher. We say in the piyut of lachadoidi, shomar v'zachar b'dibarecha in the pizmoin. Why does it say shomar v'zachar? In Yisrael it says zachar. And in Vashana it says Shomer. Why does it say Shomer first? It's all kind of tires to listen. Can't find it Rashi and Sanhedrin. Shomer. In both movies it said Shomer. It's what we heard Shomer is Zohar. The Pashta. The Emes Aferet is because the Mechaber of his Piyot was Shloimeh Halevi Alkevitz, and the bottom of the Pizmon are his Rosh HaTevis of his name. And it starts Shloimeh Shin is Shomer Zohar, then it's Likra Shabbos, and that's the Emes Aferet. Although there is a name Solomon, and okay, he was a Sephardi, but the Ma'aseh by Hashanah is the name Shlomo Zalman. And then it would have been Faker, it would have been Zohar v'Shomer, and then his Nari would have to be Nari. But he wanted to go Ahavat Oizen, so it's Shomer. That's the pshat why it says Shomer v'Zohar. The Baal HaTurim brings down the Aseret HaDibrois. There are 620 letters is connected to Taryag. And the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, or the Sheva Mitzvahs Mid Rabbanon, and that's Keser. The Aseret HaDibros has Keser in it. In Zohar say the Meir Gazach, the Aseret HaDibros is 10, is Yud. The Yud is the Pintel Yud. If you know, Keser is not by the Pintel Yud. Keser is Be'emes, the Ein Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's above Chabad, but it's not the Keser is the pinnacle of Yud. Come on, Gardner, now, but it's interesting that Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet, and that's Gematria 20. Esrin is Gematria 620. The Yud is the 620. Alf is the in the pinnacle of Yud of that there is a difference. They lick the ganze. The ganze keser, the ganze mo. On the other hand, there are 172 words in the Aseret HaDibros. Ekev, Amashav Shama. But most of the words are in the Luchos Rishonos. The Luach Harishon. The Luach Harishon has 146 words. The second Luach, the Bein Adam HaChaveri Luach, only has 26 words. Can I give you Kevavki? The Bein Adam HaChaveri is Yud Kevavki. And that's where the Kiva said, V'hafti l'mreach ha'kamoyach ha'vekal gadol v'atayra. Because the luchos are the same size, so it's quite obvious that the second luach, the words were carved that much larger. And they took up the whole same size, amal amal that it was. So the words of the Luch Rishah, Luch Shnia, were pushed, carved down larger. So it's Zeklal Godol Batoyra. Efshar. The Rekeach writes in Parshas Veschanon, Velozim Garmiza, that the Aseret HaDibros, the Shmiya of the Aseret HaDibros was with a Nigun, with an Imus Koil. And he brings that Yaakov Avinu knew this Nigun, and the Nevi'im knew this Nigun. The Chizkuni in the Hakdama to his Pirush and Chumash writes that in a Chaloy Gal to him, the Nigun of the Koil, the Imus of the Koil of the Aseret HaDibros. It's brought that also, not only Aseret HaDibros, Torah is given. The Torah is given with a nigun. The Sefer Chassidim writes that you're not allowed to be machlif. If you notice, we have, and it's probably within that, but both have a separate nigun for Torah, a separate nigun for Nevi'im. Half Torah is a different nigun, and then Ksuvim, and then Megillah, it's a different one because Ksuvim, Torah and Nevi'im has a different nigun. There are Makoyris, Tyson Megillah's Mashma, and there's Rishonim that speak about this also. That Mishnais, Teresh Balteh, had a nigun. There were old klatim after it was Esef Lasek Hashem, and they wrote the Mishnais al klat before the printing press. Yeah, there was Mishnais with tanim had a lane, the nigun of the Mishnais. There's a pshat, you know. Teresh asked the kasha why it says Shor Bor Ma VeHever, it's the wrong order. So Tosfos says, "What kind of tzrutzim?" But there's another Tosfos that it's for the Azayv Kiyang and the Nigun. That's Pshat Chesuri Mechsur of Hachik Katani, the Tzura of how Chazal stelled about the Tzura of the Mishnayis. Yeah, every one of the Dibros is a Yamad. The Santa Zach Kabel Zavicha Vesimecha. Is a meister with the Divrei Yecheskel, the Shinever. This is Divrei Yecheskel. He was the son of the Divrei Chaim. He was once a meister that he had a shayla with an aguna, shver a shayla, had a pasken on an aguna, and he had to come. He came to Tzan to go handle with his son. He came late at night and he wanted to be shayla late, so he had a pasken, shver a shayla, shver a sugya. So he came to the inn and he knew he was going to go speak with his father the next morning. He asked the person where he was staying by the Achsania. He said, you know, Chitayin Zichred Martin Tatata with this Shver Shaila Vaguna, can you get me a, I need a, bring me a Shulchan Aruch Yeredeich El Gimel. I want to prepare. He said, Duchsach the Shaila Vaguna is an Ebenezer. He said, yeah, I need a Yeredeich El Gimel. It's great to do Redden with the Tatata and learn it. There's going to be a Vikur now about the Sugar of the Aguna here, where I gave Redden with the Tatata. And that's too great. This is the, Satan Zoyar, that by the Lois Sirtach Lois Sinach Lois Signoif, you have to read it, there's a psik. That means it's totally telling. I don't even know how you say it. Lois Sirtach. There's like a psik on it. It's Bola Ramois that it's not always true. Sometimes Kirtach. Mrs. Devon. Lois. Avadanish Abertinov. Ishus. Ishus Abayu. Lois Tidnoif. Hefkebeker, Sakbed. On Loisan it doesn't say it. Sheker is Midvar Sheker Tirchak. You have to know, Yeshvarm Shemeshanim, I don't know, but. The Zeisranim says, the Marit Kipshah, based on this, the Pasuk says, Ki ani Hashem lo yishamisi va'atam b'nei Yaakov lo yishamisi. There's many Pshat in what this Pasuk means. It's in the Haftarah of Shabbos Agogu, it's in the end of Malachi. Ki ani Hashem lo yishamisi. So he says, the Pshat is, it's a Musa Shmuz. The Abish is telling Klal Yisrael, I was Mashana by the Lord. I said Loi and Tirtzach, which came to be Meramah, that most of the time not, but I'm Mol, yeah. So I was Mashana the Loi, I made a Drei on the Loi, that's Loi Tirtzach, but I'm Mol Megman. Of Hamana Yaakov Loi Shilis, and he totally destroyed the Loi. You're holding my Tirtzach, Tinnah, Tignoi. I was Mashana the Loi, Ki Ani Hashem Loi Shonisi, I had a Shinoi in the Loi. Of you, it's been happening. It's just much more. I mean, in talking for Hakaloi, you're holding by Tirfach Tina. The Emes says, we said before, you have to call out, the Gemara says in Megillah, call the Kari the Loi Ni'ima. You have to carry with the Taimim. Because you have to get, because you have to read the Loi Tirfach to teach you that. Otherwise, you're not even going to kill Mises Bezer, you're not even going to left him as Nefer, and it's not going to be Shalabai with you. You have to read it the right nigga, otherwise you're going to come to the wrong Maskana. Okay, the Tusel, there's one other place you have this. It says by Amalek. Loi Tishkoch. So there's a vart from the Rav Yaakov Emden, the Gemara in Baba Basra, that Mem Vav. You know, the Gemara a lot of times makes simonim with letters, Rosh HaTevis, of what the Hemshech HaGemara is. There's one place in Baba Basra, that Mem Vav, it says Amalek Simon. Amalek Simon. It's a simon over there, Amalek. So he writes it because even though Fakir is Loi Tishkoch, Loi Tishkoch. But if it's Gufa for Zechira Satayra, that's the one place, like we said, the same way in the Loi Tirtach and the Loi Tignach, there's the one place where it's the Matir. There's one place where the Montech Amalek. Nutzen em Gufa, Machnis on the base of Medrash, she said. In order to be, make a Zikaran for the Lima. That's not all this Indian. For the Sala B'malis al Mizbechi, Ashali Sigol Ervoschalov, there's a remedy here, the Chodesh Lavavis writes, a person has to know when it's avoided Hashem, that he has to go Madrega. You can't shchap in Malochim. You can't jump. A person can't think he's suddenly going to do Madrega. He's not holding a bite. Because you fall quickly and you get clapped. Maybe there's other reasons also. But that's not the Surah. The Surah is Madrega, not Madrega, to make a Kinyan B'Nafsha. That it's not something doing things. That it becomes a Kinyan, it becomes a part of you, and then the male you grow, you become an Andre Remesh. You're the Tog, you're the Yor, you're the Agant 11. Oh, but he said the remez for that is over here. The mizbech and the mizbech and the avodas Hashem and the mizbech avodas Hashem. Chapmus tazoi salav b'malas. Stav gain. Madrega nach madrega.
Why hold?